Way next, brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors. We'll talk Chamber of Commerce business coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And joining us this morning, Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and good morning to you. It's nice to have you. I think you missed your December check-in, so it's been since November.
I think I did, yes. It was the day after Christmas, I think.
That sounds about right, yeah.
I was out of town.
Well, it's a good reason to miss it anyway. Looking at Christmas buying activity, and I haven't seen the latest sales tax numbers, but, at least I saw a lot of people out in the stores, and certainly when we look at the green tickets that we had from Christmas time, it was a pretty good green Christmas.
We tried to do our part. We do it every year. I say this. We do that educational campaign on the importance of shopping local. Mm-hmm. I was just signing off on bills before I came in on, media buys that we had on all different, radio, TV, the newspaper, other things that we did, yard signs things, just to try to remind people the importance of shopping local. And, of course, we do it over the holidays because that's kind of the make or break season for retailers. Mm-hmm. But it's a year-round thing, if we can just kind of keep that in the forefront. And it is, and we don't want to, moan and groan about, internet sales. But, I mean, there was a big hit this year. And it just seems to be getting, more so and more so, the convenience of it. And but we do want our local retailers here. We want them all to survive. Yeah. But I always say they're not going to survive unless we support them. So it's kind of a two-way street.
Things have changed retail-wise over you measure whatever time period you want to talk about. Over yours and my lifetime, shopping has changed
most definitely.
A lot. It used to be we knew when the stores were open, and it was, if we didn't get it till tomorrow, we couldn't get it till tomorrow. Now we have to order it at 2 in the morning.
Right. We can just shop whenever. So it is. It's a challenge for them, and it's great for the consumer, but it is tougher for retailers, and I think a lot of them are trying to think outside the box, and if they're not, they're realizing that they need to. So, mm-hmm. Just if you can buy it here and it's something you can buy local, buy it here.
I'm noticing a few stores opening around the area, and I'm sure that if they haven't already invested in Chamber, they will. Small businesses, probably my mom and pop type of operations, and then there's this little thing going on over here on Adams.
I'm excited about that. You're right, and it's a good mix. It's a good balance. That's what you want. You don't want all just, the mom and pops, but it's the mom and pops that'll suffer if nobody goes to them, because we're all just driven to the big, big news stores. So it's a mix and it's a balance. And, I just encourage people to shop local.
Yeah.
Whether it's big box stores, because that sales tax goes back just as much as the small mom and pop store. So I don't ever want to come across like, don't shop at a big box store either, because that's huge revenue for the city. Revenue.
Yeah.
And that's important. And that's the whole reason for the campaign, is to remind people that sales tax, unfortunately, Oklahoma is the only state that's funded this way, but that's how our cities derive the vast majority. You probably know the exact number, but the vast majority of the city services we take for granted: street repairs, trash,
sewer. If you're not paying for it for a bond issue, water and sewer funds itself. Okay.
Right.
Everything else comes out of either a bond, which means that's capital improvements like a building going up downtown.
Right.
Or sales tax dollars for police and fire and all the people that run City Hall.
Right.
You know.
And just all the services and things. So it is very, very important. Sales tax is huge to our community, and it's a challenge. So if you can shop local, shop local. That's my mantra, and I'll stick to it.
Okay.
So
the state legislature convenes in just really a week or so.
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And no doubt you're already making plans for Bartles Hill Day at the Capitol.
We are. It's actually April the 12th. I just reserved the charter bus yesterday. It's like, oh, I haven't done that little detail, so might need to do that. So got that reserved, and I think it's going to be a great day. I know several people already have called and asked when it's going to be, so I think we're going to have a full bus this year, which is like 59. Mm-hmm. So we always take our Leadership Bartlesville class down, and it's a great day. Several speakers have already been confirmed. I know Lieutenant Governor confirmed, and I'm trying to think who else.
He already mentioned it a couple of weeks ago when I was talking with him on the air that he was looking forward.
Okay, you know? We always enjoy him. So we're working on the schedule and trying to confirm speakers now that they're kind of all back down there and in that frame of mind, so we can get with their schedulers and that kind of thing. So it's always a great day. It's very informative. It's a great way to remind the legislators that there's a town north of Tulsa, and it's a very thriving community, and we're important, and we need to be heard, and here's our issues, and that kind of thing. So it's a great day.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not the first town north of Tulsa. Keep on driving north.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, but also our local legislative team checks in with chamber businesses because they live here.
You know? Right, and we also, from the chamber point of view, we'll start sending out is it next week or the week after?
Yes.
Probably next week.
Okay.
Looking at the calendar, we do a weekly newsletter just on legislative issues, where they're at, what the bills are, the bills that we're tracking and watching, and it just keeps our members in the loop. It's a short, easy read, and obviously we don't track every single bill, but ones that pertain, that could affect your business.
Yeah. And we're about on average as far as the number of bills that were filed this year, a few more than 2 years ago, but not as many as 4 years ago. So.
Well, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can focus a little more on them. So this is an overwhelming number of them. So.
Yeah, I don't remember, 2,400 and change.
Well, I know there was more education bills than normal. So it once again, it's going to be a challenging session for them. I mean, we're looking at a deficit again, and once again, so much of that ties back to
guess what,
sales tax, you know, and so it's going to be a challenge, and everybody needs. Or, you know, says they need more money, and who do you cut and who do you not? And there's only so much of a pie, and it only goes, I mean, what do you do when the pie is gone?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how they do that job. It would be very, very hard.
And,
because
and
everything is important.
It is. And there, you look
everything.
At the number of job classifications that have not received a pay raise for X number of years, or certainly have gotten, 1%, which is almost the same as no
right,
raise.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, there is a lot of need out there just for keeping those paychecks constant with the rise of everything else going on.
Yeah, we want to be competitive with others. So, anyhow, like I said, it's going to be a challenge. But we do send out, we get lots of compliments on it because it is an easy read, the newsletter that we send out. It's on Friday, usually Friday mornings, because by Thursday they've wrapped up and we can really know where we're at. But it's a good, easy read, but it keeps you in the loop. And it just, you know, like I said, we're watching bills that, for the most part, pertain to business in some form or fashion.
Yeah. Well, we've got a few dates that we need to talk about, business after hours and some of the things going on in and around our community. We will continue with Sherry Wilt coming up in just a moment on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again talking Chamber of Commerce business, and let's see, I know the City Council last night approved an expenditure for a business after hours at the library. That's coming up probably in a month or two, but you've got some other dates coming up before we get there.
We do. Back Thursday, 2 days from now, tomorrow, this is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we have one of our favorite events. It's Speed Networking, and this is a free event for our members, and it is just focused, quick networking, and it's a smaller group, so it's not very intimidating, and you can hear them. I can always hear them through my office because the conference room is right next to my office, and you can just hear laughter and talking, and they just have a really good time. But you have like 2 minutes to, you know, introduce yourself, and then they introduce themselves, and you kind of find out, you know, what each other does, and then you just move around the room, and by the end of the time, everybody's met everybody. And we have some of the best stories that have come out of that, of contacts that have been made, sales that have been made, jobs that have been you know, given to somebody, and so it if you use it, it could benefit.
Everybody needs to have their 40-second elevator speech.
They should. And and kind of along those same lines, it's obviously a bigger event. In fact, last month we had 140 out at Business After Hours. But coming up February 2nd, a week from tomorrow, is our February After Hours, and it's going to be at Central National Bank, which will be a really nice one. And that's obviously a little more, it's a bigger group, and it's not at that focus, sit down across from somebody and you just move around the table. Yeah. But a lot of people really like After Hours.
You've got an hour and a half to 2 hours to actually do it.
I don't say 2 hours. Usually most people are in and out of there by an hour and a half. But
there's stuff that goes on in the parking lot after.
Yes, and there are people who will stick around sometimes for, like you said, maybe 2 hours. Yeah. But that's great, because that's what we want. And they're meeting people, and it's just a good way, once again, informal networking, and let people know. It's the beginning of the relationship, and I always say it's not, you know, you haven't firmed up a relationship, but it's the beginning of meeting somebody, making that impression, letting them know what you need. And it's one of those things, they're probably not going to call you tomorrow, I need whatever it is we were talking about, although sometimes that does happen. We've got great stories, once again, from After Hours of people who have connected and things done. One, just as an example, Skelta Windows was there, and Cliff's Flooring was there. Well, Cliff's Flooring, Roy was looking for contact with actual windows. That's all Skelta does. They don't do the draperies and everything that goes with the window, but they do the windows. And so it was a great fit, both of them. It was a perfect referral for each other, and they, you know, it was a good connection. So it's things like that. You just never know what you're going to, you know, who you're going to meet. And some people come just purely for the social aspect of making, you know, business acquaintances and expanding their networks. So
And just your example, two businesses that I'm sure are at the Business and Home Show every year.
Right. So although we are not doing our Business and Home Show this year, we have a new product, and I don't want to talk a lot about it because it's not quite ready to launch, that we're replacing our Business and Home Show with.
I'm sorry, I didn't necessarily mean to lead you down.
That's all right. No. I won't go into detail. But anyhow, we are excited about a new product that we're going to be doing, and it is kind of replacing. It's not totally... It's not an event like a Business and Home Show, but it's a new product that is going to drive people to our members' websites, which if you have a good website, even a medium, you know, ochre kind of website, it should sell your business and drive business to your business. And we have, in fact, in that vein, we have a workshop coming up February 15th, and it's kind of a checklist of things to make sure you've got on your website. And it's a constant. Every time we go back through our website, and it seems like a month will go by, but you know, you've got to keep it updated. Some are a lot easier to keep updated than others. I mean, ours is a constant flux of change, but just some checklist of things you can put on your website. Make sure you have this. Do you have this? Is this readily available? How do people find this? And so it's going to be a checklist, and it's with Skynet Solutions, which we've used, you know, many times, and really he's such a good presenter, but it's kind of setting the page for the product that we're going to launch, because like I said, our product is very visual, and it's going to drive people to your website. But if your website A isn't there, and I was kind of amazed, we do have some members that don't have a website, and if not, it'll drive them to your Facebook page. But it's up to you then to sell it, but you've got to have a good website to sell your business. Mm-hmm. So, and website more and more is how people are finding things, how they're shopping, and hopefully it'll drive them, you know, to your actual location or order online or whatever. But that's coming up February 15th, and we will be launching probably next month. I will be talking a lot about the new product. It's kind of still in the works, and we're working on details now.
Previews of coming attractions.
Yes,
okay.
And it's a cool, and the people that have seen it have been very, very excited. We are excited. So it's called Find It in Bartlesville.
Okay, sounds like something we'll need to ask questions about the next time we see you at Walmart.
Yes. But you know, speaking of website, I meant to bring this up. On your website, a couple things. In fact, I was looking as I'm going through this new product that we have, and I'm looking up some members because I want to make sure I'm typing in some keywords and things. And one of them I looked up did exactly what we were hoping businesses would do. They are a member of the chamber. They have our chamber logo on their page. They had their Better Business Bureau logo on their page. They had the Oklahoma State Chamber logo. I guess they're members of the Oklahoma State Chamber also. Mm-hmm. But put those on there. Those are like seal of approval. People see that, and it just automatically, whether it's consciously, subconsciously, it elevates that business in a person's mind. Oh, okay, they're involved in this community. They're supported. They're, you know, it's just that, like I said, kind of that good seal, good housekeeping seal of approval. So if anyone is interested in that, we can get you the little, we can send it to you electronically. Mm-hmm. JPEG, you just drop it in your website. Another thing is, it's over a year ago, year and a half ago, whatever, when we launched our Bartlesville videos.
Right.
Of promoting Bartlesville.
You provided links to everyone.
Yes. And, you know, you did a big launch, and we had a huge, you know, it was all exciting. And then, you know, I mean, things, you just can't keep that hype constant. But we kind of want to reintroduce those. If you do not have those downloaded on your website, do so. You never know who's going to check those out, you know, via your site. And the more we have those in places, particularly places like realtors' pages, mm-hmm. those are the people that are thinking about moving here. I mean, that are going to the realtors' pages, that are thinking about using them. And these videos are free, and they are so professionally done. Pioneer Dream, Jay and Anjanette did them. They're beautiful videos, and they really sell the community. And those are free for anybody to use, thanks to the underwriters of that project. So,
and they're not only the longer complete video, but also the sector individual.
Yes, there's short little snippet, two and a half minute, that focus like just on education, just on healthcare, just on, you know, certain aspects of the community that you can go to too. So those are available. And if you did not get our Monday memo, if you do not receive our Monday memo, please call the chamber and let us know, and make sure that you are on our list and you haven't unsubscribed, or we've got an old email or whatever. But in this week's Monday memo, in fact, we'll probably have it in there for a few weeks maybe, we had the directions and reminded people those videos are there to use and how to download them. But if you didn't get that, please call us, and we can get either our, like I said, our little JPEG that says member of Bartlesville Chamber with our logo, and how to download the videos. So it's just simple little things to add to your website that just enhances the website.
It does. But like you said, people see it. They're not looking for it, but it's just one of those mental subconscious, oh yeah, good idea. And you know, this is a trustworthy business. This is somebody who's involved.
Right.
It says small things about you.
It does.
Yeah.
So.
And you add them all up and you've got a big message.
You do.
Yeah.
So.
Also coming up, you may or may not be ready to talk about some of the other things coming up this spring, like forums and other guests that are coming to Bartlesville.
Actually, I just confirmed, it's not until April, but we do have Michael Wallace coming in, and I'm very excited about his topic. Of course, he's the author who's written, I think he said 16 books, Oil Man, The 101 Rant. I mean, all sorts of books around this area, this region, and his topic is going to be really good. I'll talk about that later, but it's not till April, I can't remember, early April, but I just talked to him yesterday and got that confirmed. February 21st, another great event that I absolutely love. It's a lot of fun. It's our Celebration of Women event, and it is February 21st at Hillcrest, and it's just a fun, inspiring evening of honoring six different women in the community in different categories. So we're still taking nominations. That information's on our website, bartlesville.com, or you can call us, and we're getting a lot more nominations than we have in the past.
Great.
Which I love, but I hate, because it's like, oh, they're all, you know,
I got to pick.
You got, you know, it's not just us, but I mean, there's a group that looks through them all, and you hate to turn anybody down, but it's exciting that a lot of people are submitting, and that's really fun.
Yeah.
So, and then the deadline for that is February 1st, and the actual event
which
is February
is
21st. Yes, I guess it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. So that's coming up, and lots of other things, but that's just in the near immediate future.
Okay. This is typically the time of year when, and I'm not sure where you are in the process of publishing the annual directory. Have those gone out yet?
Speaking of, they were supposed to be delivered yesterday. They are coming today, supposedly by noon.
Okay.
The delivery is scheduled. We had to change our date to January 31st. So next Tuesday, there'll be a mass up. It's thank you to our chamber volunteers, the advocates. We'll go out and deliver all those locally in one day. If you do not get yours next Tuesday, you need to let us know, because we've got every member, and we've got routes, and it's a huge ordeal. And they go out for the day or part of the day, whatever they can give us, and deliver all of those. So our community guide with our member directory and all of that with a new map. The new member sticker will be on there. That's another thing. Put your plaque out. If you do not have your member plaque, put it out. And the other thing is the little sticker. It's kind of like the car tag stickers, although now we have new tags. But you know how you get the tag. We put a new year, and you just put the new year on it. I go into businesses, and I'll see, you know, the chamber plaque out, which is great, but it has like 2012. And it's like, okay, show that
you're
current, you know, because I know you are. So put, you know, take that little sticker. They're all, it'll be paper clipped on the very front of the book, and that'll be the first thing you see. Take that and put it on your plaque, and then make sure your plaque is out visible. I love when I walk in a business and can see. Once again, it's just that subtle, subliminal message that's a member of the Chamber of Commerce. It's like seeing that sticker on the front door.
Yeah, so I would say exactly. That would be the ideally the best place for it, right on the front door.
And your window cling will be part of what's delivered, too. So it's a whole package. So be watching for that next Tuesday.
Okay. And if you don't get yours, then call the Chamber
Please,
and say, where's my stuff?
Where's my stuff? I didn't get it. Let us know. So.
Sounds like a great deal. Check out the Chamber calendar. It's online, has a great, hopefully comprehensive listing of everything going on in the community. And if you're scheduling an event and it's not on the calendar, get it there.
Yes, definitely get it there. And you can submit it yourself. It's very, very simple.
Okay. And so many things that you're keeping up to. We'll talk more about some of the up-and-coming events, like the website seminar and speed networking and everything else.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1, talking with Sherry Wilt from the Chamber this morning on 1400 K1.
We live today in an age of relativism. Constantly we're told that nothing is absolutely correct or right, especially